You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At the conclusion of the Mass, in which he canonized Mother Teresa, Pope Francis led the faithful in the customary Sunday recitation of the Angelus. In remarks ahead of the Marian prayer, he spoke in a special way to the many volunteers present who are in Rome to celebrate the Jubilee for Volunteers and Workers of Mercy. It was in this context that the Pope remembered especially those who offer their service in difficult and risky situations. And he recalled Sister Isabel, a Spanish missionary sister who was killed last week in Haiti. She was a missionary from Spain who devoted her life to helping the poor of Haiti and creating opportunities to give them a better future. James Blears reports about a life callously stolen, but a legacy which will live on in the hearts of Haitians.
Typically caring, Isabel Solon Matus was inching down a potholed road driving a white SUV speckled with mud to gingerly accommodate throngs of pedestrians at a crowded intersection of the Bel Air district in downtown Port-au-Prince when gunmen struck. They shot her twice at point-blank range in the chest. A Haitian woman who was a passenger was also shot twice in the chest and taken to hospital. The gunmen were after Isabel's purse, but in murdering her, they robbed Haiti of a true, priceless, devoted and caring friend. Isabel Solon Matus, who was killed aged 51, was from Barcelona, but she devoted herself, body and soul, to the Western Hemisphere's poorest and most needy nation for many years. She worked as a nurse, helped build houses, created a workshop for prosthetic limbs for amputees of Haiti's 2010 earthquake. She was also instrumental in building a vocational school to teach trades so the poor could have the dignity of jobs and the realized hope of a real future. At the Sacred Heart Church, Reverend Hans Alexander lamented, "Isabel's loss is immense. In doing this, they didn't just kill a person, they killed the hopes of so many." For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.